The sweet sounds of spring are in the air as the spring concert Songs of Renewal with Boreal arrives in Innisfil this Friday. Boreal, a trio of award-winning singer-songwriters, will take the stage at the Lakeshore branch of the Innisfil Idea Lab and Library, 967 Innisfil Beach Road. On May 10, Angie Newsy, Catherine Wheatley and Tanis Sliman are the members of Boreal. The ensemble originally performed exclusively in the winter months, but the COVID-19 pandemic encouraged them to expand their repertoire and tour throughout the year. In partnership with Innisfil Live Music and the Innisfil Arts, Culture, and Heritage Council, IACHC, "We're thrilled to host Boreal and bring an evening of live music to the library," said Library Chief Executive Officer Aaron Skusimari. With the library being a hub for cultural events from hosting local artists to concerts and other performances, this show is an opportunity for our community to come together, connect, and experience the joy and connection that music brings. Each member of Boreal plays multiple instruments, but during the Spring Renewal concert, Wheatley will play guitar, Sliman will play the guitar, mandolin, and percussion, and Newsy will play the keyboard. "This amazing trio of very talented women will take you on a joyful adventure with their music. Songs of Renewal will put a hop in your step and a smile in your heart," said Patty McLaughlin, of Innisfil Live Music. "Many, if not most of the songs in this show, will be new to the audience since this concert celebrates spring," Newsy said. "But we also like to offer a taste of our winter show, so we'll be performing gems like Shepherd of the Road and a newer song called Winter Birds." As singer-songwriters with award-winning solo careers, the audience is invited to enjoy Newsy's Shepherd of the Road, Sliman's Weather Vane, and Wheatley's Water Moves Me, which is currently being covered by the Whispering River Orchestra in Parry Sound. "This year, our spring tour turned into quite an extended one with 13 shows in total. We are committed to touring winter and spring of 2025 as our new album will be released," Newsy said. When asked which musicians influence the members of Boreal, Newsy said, "We love all kinds of music. This includes eclectic-sounding music with interesting vocal harmonies, great folk songs with clever lyrics, and blues and rock. I would say our music is an eclectic blend of harmonious storytelling mixed with an uplifting cadence, a touch of blues, and a sprinkle of humor," she said. When asked how the group of three writes their original songs, Newsy said, "A lot of our Boreal repertoire comes from songs we've already created that we bring to the group and arrange together. We also have some songs that were written by one person but with the trio in mind. That said, more recently, we ended up writing lyrics for a new song while texting back and forth, so you never know how the next song will arrive." Originally formed in 2006, Boreal looks forward to releasing a new album in December. It will be the first album that Newsy is on with the ensemble as she joined the trio in 2019. "I've been a fan of both Catherine, Wheatley, and Tanis, Sliman, for many years before joining Boreal," Newsy said. "To me, they are equivalent in talent and sound as Joni Mitchell and Eva Cassidy. As I'm listening to their voices as well as guitar and mandolin performances, I am so in awe of the sound they create. And even more amazing is that I get to blend in with that sound." Needless to say, every song on this next album inspires and amazes me. I'm so excited to share it with the world and often need to pinch myself to make sure this is really happening," Newsy added. Sliman and Newsy shared words of wisdom for aspiring artists. "As someone who struggled for many years with depression, I'd say that if music is your outlet, then be careful in allowing it to become your job," Newsy said. "I've watched numerous talented, hard-working artists achieve minimal societally viewed success, while others achieve success with barely any work at all. I've come to decide that we all have uniquely different journeys and to love what you do makes you the richest and most successful person in the world. If I could do it all again, I'd explore the exact same career path, only I'd take out the angst and replace it with a savoring of the spectacular unfoldment of each experience, as I do now," she said. "My biggest musical joys have come from collaborations," Sliman said. "So I would try to find people to play and or sing with regularly, if only just for fun. That's the point after all, emphasize the joy." The trio looks forward to coming to Innisfil at the end of the week. Our amazing friend Patty, the heart behind Innisfil Live Music, and all her wonderful friends who come out to our concerts always make us feel so welcome, Slimane explained. I've only ever met great people there, Nussi added. I think, if you've got music, you've got friends. And no place says this more to me than Innisfil, Wheatley said. The concert will commence at 7:30 p.m. and end at 10. Doors open at 7 p.m. Tickets are available for $30 each. Register for this event here.